O Lord, on this resurrection morning, the 31st of March, we want to praise you and thank you. Lord Jesus, you are the risen Lord. As the Apostle Paul wrote, Lord, you are the first Adam was a living being, but you are the life-giving spirit. By man came death, but by man came also the resurrection from the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And Lord, in your prayer to your Father in John 17, you said, Father, you have given me this assignment to give eternal life to those whom you have given me. And this is eternal life, to know you, the only true Father, only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And you revealed yourself to your servant John on the island of Patmos, Lord, revealing your glory as the life-giving, eternal one who lives forever and ever, who has brought light and immortality to light through the gospel. And we say to you this morning, O Lord, to him who loved us, who has freed us or loosed us from our sins through his blood, and has raised us or made us or lifted us to be kings and priests unto our God, loved us, loosed us, lifted us. Lord, to whom shall we go, we say with Peter. You have the words of eternal life. Your words, you told us, are life and spirit. And so, Lord Jesus, on this resurrection day, we want to drink from your life-giving love and spirit. And let this life of Christ spread to the world, Lord. Oh, Father, we pray this and bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen. John 20:11, Mary stood outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. Dear friends, we read here how Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb, saw it was empty, ran, brought Peter and John. They also were running. Everyone was running. John looked, he saw casually. A particular Greek word is used. Then Peter went in, looked very carefully, another Greek word. He was amazed to see how the body has just sort of disappeared from the clothes. And then John says he also went in again. For the first time he went in properly. And another Greek word is used to say he saw. But he saw and believed. First one to believe. But they went away. Mary lingered at the tomb and she was weeping. The first thing, dear friends, strikes us. Here the greatest event has happened, the resurrection. And Mary is weeping and wailing. Isn't that a picture of the world today? There is so much anguish in the world, so much of sorrow. And yet the greatest event has happened that can turn their anguish to joy. Someone has to make the connection and make this good news known to them. And so Mary saw these two angels. She was not interested in the angels. She wanted Jesus, and they asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" And she said, "They have taken my Lord away. I don't know where they have put him." Angels would not satisfy her. These angels had told the other women, or would tell the other women, He is not here, he is risen. Probably had told them. Why did they not tell Mary? They only said, why are you crying? I think there was someone standing behind Mary who would have put his hand on his lips and said, leave that to me. I'll do it personally to my beloved disciple. And so perhaps the angel beckoned to Mary and said, look, look back. And she turned and saw Jesus, but did not realize it was Jesus, because the glorified body of Jesus was strangely familiar, but gloriously different. And he asked her, and these are the most startling words, the first words of the risen Christ, standing over his tomb, having conquered death, Satan, sin. Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you want? Woman, why are you crying? Not hallelujah, I have broken the chains of death. Still the gentle, tender Jesus. And today, dear friend, if you are weeping over anything, Christian friend, the Lord Jesus says to you, why are you crying? He understands. Secondly, who is it you are seeking? He knows. Why is he saying, who is it? He wants perhaps to hear it from her, to treasure the words from her. Just like Mary of Bethany poured her treasure out before the cross. Now he was going to see another Mary pour her treasure out in words and worship. Thinking he was the gardener, she said to him, who is it you are looking for? Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him. He asked, who is it you are looking for? She didn't name him. She simply said, him, him, him. You should know who that him is. He is my life, my treasure, my love, my all, my goal, my everything. Him. Tell me. Jesus's heart must have been bursting with love, with favor towards this precious saint of God who had been delivered from demon possession. And it was his moment of revelation to her. And all it needed was one word, Mary. The tone, the love, but it came from eternity. These are words of life. So Mary carried with it eternity, everything. In that one word, her sadness was dashed. Her hopes were revived. She saw the entire vista, all that had happened before. The grief, the hopelessness gone. New life sprang into her. Mary. Through it, she also might have meant, it's okay, Mary. Everything is all right. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And she turned to him and cried out in Aramaic, her mother tongue, as it were, Rabboni, Rabboni. One word. But in that one word, all of her life was placed. She held nothing back. Her love, her life, everything. Jesus was all in all to her. That was a total worship and surrender of her whole being. Just two words, two hearts bursting, God bursting with love for Mary. Mary responding. Oh, may such encounters happen this day in our lives and in the lives of many who are weeping and sorrowful today in anguish. And verse 17, Jesus said, don't cling to me. That should be the word, not hold on to me. Don't cling to me. Not because my body is ethereal and it's wrong to touch me. He allowed so many to touch him after the resurrection. But I have not yet ascended to my Father and to your Father, to the Father. Go instead and tell my brothers, my brethren, my brothers and sisters, probably including Mary, the mother of Jesus too, my brethren, my brothers and sisters, go and tell them I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Why did he say that? Most likely he was telling her something. He was saying, Mary, you want to hang on to me now because you lost me. You don't want to lose me. You thought I've gone. But Mary, you don't have to cling to me. You want to hold me in your hand because you don't want to lose me. But Mary, it's better for me that I go away, because when I send you the Holy Spirit, when I have ascended, you will not just have me in your hand at times, but you will have me in your heart forever. Always, that's better. So you have to let me go. I'm going. And for the first time, he uses that word brethren or brothers. He was their friend. He was their savior, Lord, master. But now, firstborn, elder brother, Anna, Ayya, Bayya. Whatever enduring words we have for brother, elder brother, firstborn, elder brother. Go and tell them. Yes, there is a differentiation. He said, my Father and your Father, not our Father. Because he has a unique relationship with the Father. But the wonder is, the greatest thing in his life, his relationship with his Father, he now shares with us. He adopts us. And he gives us the privilege of also being, calling God, Abba, Father. And Mary Magdalene went from that encounter. She didn't just keep that treasure to herself. The first witness of the resurrection. A witness of the resurrection. A sacrament of the incarnation. She went with the news. I have seen the Lord. And from this Easter Sunday, this resurrection day, let us go forth like Mary, having had such an encounter with the risen Christ, saying, we have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. Jesus calls us by name. Let me, like Mary, through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb. Thou hast borne all for me, Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah. Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. So we know where Christ hath led. Hallelujah. Following our exalted head. Hallelujah. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.